Talk Radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas. All information, all talk. KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla@bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. I want to remind you, Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner in Vernon Parish, right across the street from Whataburger, is excited to tell you about the new services she's offering. In addition to the family practices services she also provides, she now offers weight management services at Jennifer Smith Cosmetics. See them today. Set up a plan that works for you. Want to catch a movie? Today is special price day at Parkway Cinema. Any movie, any hour, any age, only $6. Playing now, Cabrini, Imaginary, Kung Fu Panda. For more information, go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Tomorrow, scheduled to be our guest is the governor, Jeff Landry. I think there's going to be a conflict. They started the session yesterday. Without conflict, on Thursday is going to be U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. Got a great program for you today. My guest is Dr. Van De Bruyn, cardiologist, Byrd Regional, as well as Sabine Medical. Dr. De Bruyn, good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you with us. You've been here, a couple of months now?
Oh, since February 5th, yes.
Tell us something about yourself.
Well, I've been up in Arkansas, in Little Rock, for the last 25 years in private practice with a group of 30, 40 cardiologists. I'm from Iowa, though, originally, and grew up there, then went down to St. Louis, Washington University, for my cardiology and heart rhythm fellowships. And then my wife's from Texas, so we had a compromise and ended up in Little Rock. I had a friend there. So we were there about, in one of the big groups, and then about 5-6 years ago, went out on my own, opened my own practice. Then the pandemic hit. And then Dale Anderson, who's the CEO here, and Manny, I've known him for about 20 years.
He's from Arkansas.
Yeah. So I knew him up there at the Heart Hospital. And so anyway, he'd been bugging me for about 5 or 6 years to come down here. He said you guys needed a cardiologist. And finally, one night, I was driving home late, and he sent me a picture of a sunset over Toledo Bend. And I said, I can do that. That looks wonderful. And so anyway, he convinced me to come down, and here I am.
And how you like it since you've been here?
Oh, it's great. It's great. There's another cardiologist who joined as well. He's down in Leesville, Dr. Thomas. And so the two of us are, it's like drinking from a fire hose. It's great, but the people are great. The staff's been wonderful. We just really couldn't ask for anything more. We have a nice new clinic here in Manny that we've been very busy. And but it's just great. I'm from Iowa and small towns. And, we had clinics in small towns in Arkansas. And it just really, got me when we'd see patients 10 miles outside of Little Rock who couldn't get to a cardiologist 10 miles away. They just couldn't do it. And it just really bothered me that people could not take advantage of all the things that we have to offer in cardiology these days. And so, and it also bothered me when I saw we did clinics up in the Boot Heel, Missouri, and that town didn't have any cardiologists. And you could just see as the hospital suffered and so on, it just broke my heart because I have relatives in small towns in Iowa and my wife's from Waxahachie, Texas. And it just really, I could see firsthand the difference it made. So I really enjoyed coming here. Everyone's been incredibly welcoming. We've had just great staff. They've just, they've been eager to learn and to do everything they could to help facilitate the process. So it's been exciting.
Midwestern people and Southern people have a lot in common.
They really do. No, they really do. They're just salt-of-the-earth people. And, the other thing that really struck me was up in Little Rock, we saw a lot of people from the Air Force Base.
Sure.
And so, it bothered me when I heard how for this area between Sabine and Vernon Parishes, there's like 80,000 people. And there was really just one cardiologist who, he's a great guy, But you can't really serve that many people with one cardiologist. And so the people are just salt of the earth, the military people. It just broke my heart that these great people serving our country had to travel an hour to see a cardiologist frequently. And so, you know, it's the people are very similar. You know, it's just a small town, just straightforward people. It's great.
So you're just really getting set up here good. You got two different locations. You operate out of Bird. Is it the hospital, or do you have a different location?
We have a clinic that's on 6th Street there,
okay.
And then it's one of the rural health clinics. And then the cath lab at the hospital is up and going. Their volume has just gone up tremendously. We've increased their stress tests and echoes, fivefold probably in the last few months. And so the staff has been great trying to ramp up like that. I mean, it's just really a huge burden on them, but they're just committed. Most of the people have roots in this area. And they want to do the right thing. They want to build a good quality program. And both hospitals have had, it's amazing what Dale Anderson and the others from Allegiance have done. They have really, it's not just the quality indicators for Medicare. They've gone up to like 4 and 5 stars on all the indicators. It's really, the volume in the hospital has gone up. And that's just great for the community because it really is. So, it's been exciting.
And your location in Sabine Parish is what most of us know is the old Fraser Founds Ooster Thomas location, which is rural clinic what?
Oh, geez. It's right over on, it's over here at 395 Capitol.
Right across from the courthouse.
Yes, that's
and,
it.
And your offices are there.
Yes.
And already getting a pretty full load. If people want to set up an appointment with Dr. DeBron, how can they do that?
It's they can just call over and they can make an appointment directly. I can get you the number here. They can call directly and make an appointment. They can have their primary care physician make an appointment. But the number is 318-256-2000. It's 318-256-2000. And anyone can make an appointment. If we need to do more, we can get go through insurance and all that. But we're happy to get anyone. Yeah.
So they don't have to have a referral or anything. They can just call directly and set up an appointment.
They can just make an appointment. If we want to do procedures, we have to go through the usual routines, but we can arrange that. And we see a lot of Medicaid patients. So, we see anyone really who comes in. So, we're happy to.
You mentioned earlier about Toledo Bend Lake, and we have people every day moving to Toledo Bend Lake from the Midwest, from the Northeast, from the South, everywhere. And a lot of those are normally 55 or age or older, and they'll need to get a cardiologist.
Right.
So how difficult is it to get the information from the previous place they've been using for services over to you?
It's really not hard at all. The electronic medical record facilitates that. And so so it's really very easy if we get the basic information. But honestly, with cardiology, we're doing echocardiograms here. We're doing the vascular studies here. We're doing stress tests here in Manny as well as in Leesville. And so it's, most of the time, it's not a big deal. We're seeing patients who've been, referred from other doctors who can move here like you suggested, and it's really easy. I mean, we're really, it's not a hard thing at all with the technology today.
So I assume the same applies for someone that says, I don't want to drive to Alexandria, I don't want to drive to Shreveport. Love to have a cardiologist right here in Vernon or Sabine Parish, and you can do the stress test, all those things here?
We can. I mean, honestly, the volume has been the issue, so we're ramping up. But we can do basic stress tests here. We're starting with just the basic ones here in Manny. We can do some of the nuclear ones down in Leesville. Like I said, we're doing the arteriograms, the dye tests down in Leesville. We can do stents down in Leesville as well. And so I think here in Manny, we hope to ramp up and be able to do the implantable monitors here. We're hoping in Manny we'll also be able to do pacemakers, defibrillator implants. I've done thousands and thousands of those up in Little Rock. I practiced there 25 years. So I can, I put in pacemakers and defibrillators that whole time. We're not going to be doing ablations, which I did heart rhythm ablations and things, but we're going to be doing, as much as we can here safely. We want it to be a quality program that is solid. And, I look at this as we're happy to do anything we can here as far as medical management and these testing that I'm mentioning. Echocardiograms is really the foundation for it. And then the vascular studies, you can look at the carotid arteries, looking at stroke risks. People have leg problems. We can deal with leg problems. If they have swelling, the veins, we can do. There's treatments that we do now for the veins when people have varicose veins and such, that's the stuff that people really appreciate because it's so, you know, it's just so painful to them. It affects their quality of life. But we're the gateway. The way I see what our role is that if we don't do it here, I can work with cardiologists in Shreveport. You know, if there's something they can do there or in Alexandria, I'm fine just facilitating that process. It's because there's a lot of patients that, you know, it's hard to go that far. And, we're not going to be doing transplants here. We're not going to be doing certain things, but we can help patients get to those doctors. So I think it's just a service that I see is how I see it.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Van De Bruyn, cardiologist. He's with an office in both Vernon Parish and Sabine Parish. Be back in a moment with more information. You're in a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things. One thing you can count on: Bass Heating and Cooling, quality hometown friendly service. Call them today at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook. You can go to the website at bassheatingandcooling.com. When you mention you heard it on the radio, you get a 10% additional discount.
This is Jenna Mulliken from South Bow High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University, majoring in elementary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Beauregard Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Manny, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield, and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
I want to remind you, Nichols is located in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. They've been there over 100 years. General merchandise from sporting goods to wedding gifts, anniversaries. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today. Thursday, it is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy going to be our guest. With us this morning is Dr. Van De Bruyn, cardiologist, operates out of Byrd Regional in Leesville and Sabine Medical Center at the Rural Clinic here in Sabine Parish. When a person of normal health, when's the first visit they should make to a cardiologist at what age?
Oh, you know, there's so many reasons for people that we can come and see us. I don't really typically think of any one age. We see people of all ages, generally adults, and so, but 18 and up. If someone's short of breath, if they're having palpitations or chest discomfort, certainly those kinds of complaints. We see a lot of people who have, you know, swelling in their legs. They're just concerned about things. If they have a family history, We'll see people and do stress tests just to reassure them. You know, we do heart monitors on lots of people of all ages because palpitations and fluttering in their chest. You think about it, the heart pumps blood to the whole body. And so it's really amazing the different symptoms that people will have that can be coming from the heart. A lot of people even, you know, if they have lightheaded spells, dizzy spells, even anxiety, if their heart's racing first, that might be part of the anxiety attack. And if you get rid of the heart rhythm problem, the anxiety gets better. So I'm not treating anxiety, but, you know, the heart plays a role in so much, and it's hard for a patient to know if the heart's causing the issue. So, you know, but by the time people are 50 or 60, if they don't have a family history, they're a normal, you know, just average person, you know, you want to make sure their cholesterol is good and all that. But, you know, I think it's reasonable to come in at that age sooner if there's other things. But I think it's reasonable to do a stress test and just get some checks done. But honestly, we see people of all ages.
I'm making this as a question, not as a statement. How much advance has been made during your time as service as a cardiologist in heart disease and in treatments?
Oh, it's amazing. It really is amazing. I've really enjoyed watching the advances. Certainly, you know, with heart attacks and stents and things, that's what most people think of is a heart attack is a blockage in an artery. And so the stents have, you know, the stents themselves are still more or less, they open the artery up. But the coatings and just the nature of the stents has been such a huge advance. The incidence of heart disease, you know, is the number one killer, heart disease, stroke. And the incidence has come down, actually, as we've learned more and the medications and all that. In heart rhythm treatment, though, the advances have been even more dramatic. I mean, when I started back in the 90s, we had defibrillators that just were one lead that all they did was watch and would shock people out of a dangerous heart rhythm. Pacemakers were so simple then. And now, through the years, one of the great things that we have in this country is industry. You have this collaboration between, you know, the big device companies, Medtronic, Boston Scientific, and such. And the advances now, we treat heart failure with these devices. And those didn't exist when I started. And so you've gone from not having devices to being able to treat people with heart failure, have weak hearts. You put in a pacemaker defibrillator that has not one, but three leads, three wires. And it really changes people's lives. They go from barely being able to walk to being, because of shortness of breath, to being able to have a good quality of life. But then there's also the advances there. They're now leadless pacemakers, where you have pacemakers that don't even have leads that are now being used. And so it's really incredible to see. I mean, it's changing all the time. It's just constant. And so people, if you haven't seen a cardiologist, you know, it's so much more than it used to be. The medications have been just amazing. There's some, like Entresto, that you see advertised. That's a game changer. It's effective. Treating heart failure in a totally different way. And that's something that people, even if they, you know, the companies have actually bent over backwards to get medication available to patients who can't otherwise afford it. And so there's a lot of patient assistance programs that are available now that never existed before. So the companies have actually done a lot to help access, and those medications are game changers. People whose heart was very weak, now they can, it makes a huge difference in their quality of life and their survival. I mean, it's really incredible what we have available. And if people, you know, it's like your primary care doctors, they're busy. They are covering all of medicine. And so we're here really to help them take care of the patients, because it's just, there's too much. I mean, for cardiology, it's subdivided into heart rhythm, heart failure, transplant, interventional. There's vascular, I mean, that's just cardiology. And so there's so much available. It's hard for people to appreciate what they're missing out on if they, you know, that without seeing a cardiologist, if it's appropriate. And so that's why we came here, because it's just kind of, it's a lot of just making things available as a gateway. You know, if we don't do it here, we want to do as much here as we can. And we're just getting started. But I think we're going to, Dale Anderson and Dr. Dominguez is here. He's just been wonderful getting surgical procedures available here at the hospital. He's doing lots and lots of things here now. And it's partly because of him. He's been able to do that. That reassured me that I could come in and add cardiology procedures and things here. So it made me confident that we could do it safely, just based on what those two had done here in the last couple of years. So there's a great deal.
Quick question before we go to break. We're visiting with Dr. Van De Bruyn, cardiologist. One thing much different from Iowa Arkansas to Louisiana is food. And you probably noticed that we're not bashful in Louisiana and eating lots of very fattening food. How serious is weight on the heart?
Oh, you know, I tell you, weight is very serious. It's what I've really been amazed with is weight. It has a tremendous impact. And patients, it's very hard to lose weight, but the weight has a huge, tremendous impact. If people can help, they help themselves a great deal by losing weight, just thinking about everything they eat and by cutting down on the calories if they can. It really does make a difference.
So. And everybody that says, I hardly eat anything, never counts calories.
It's amazing how people are making money off of getting you to eat their products. And so if people just look at the labels at the store, that alone, I think, just being cognizant, just being aware, most people are smart enough to understand that, but they just eat it. And I do the same thing.
There's a great restaurant in town if you ever have breakfast, Gulf Station Cafe. They do homemade breakfast, and they're great. But they bring enough food on one plate for a family of five. And when the person leaves, there's nothing left.
I fall victim to that, too, so I have to be very careful myself. If I go to the store and I'm hungry, I tell you, those cookies look awfully irresistible, but it's mind over matter. So.
Our guest this morning, Dr. Van De Bruyn, cardiologist. You can make an appointment by calling Sabine Medical Center. The Northwestern State University Foundation, holding their Poplar Spring fundraiser, Flavor of Louisiana, on Friday, March the 15th. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungess will be there. Tickets are still available. Great food, great entertainment. Northwestern State University.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Four decades we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Tax Solutions at Glen Dean Tax Service is located in DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Our hours are 9 to 5, except Fridays 9 to 4 and Saturdays 10 to 2. After hours appointments if needed. We know the tax laws as well as changes in the filings. We stand behind you from the filing and through any issues with the IRS. We will get your tax return completed and filed with the best results. For an appointment or more information, call 337-463-2000. Tax Solutions at Glen Dean Tax Service.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberrock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberrock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberrock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the wonders of Lumberrock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Hey, welcome back. When's the last time you had your eyes examined? You know, it's time probably. Let me make a suggestion. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center has 14 locations to serve you, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. They are the premier eye care center. Call them at 318-487-2020 to set up an appointment or go to laeyeandlaser.com. From a simple routine eye exam to the most complicated surgery, they do it all. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Our guest this morning is Dr. Van De Bruyn, cardiologist. He's been here since the first of the year. If you want to set up an appointment, just call Sabine Medical Center or call the Rural Health Clinic in Byrd and get your appointment set up. Quick question, if you don't want to answer, it's up to you, but there's a lot of people now taking the injections for weight loss. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, in some cases, I would defer to the primary care doctor. Okay. I don't treat weight loss, but what I'll say is that we do see patients where losing those pounds affects the heart directly. I've seen a lot of heart rhythm patients through the years, and it's amazing. The Cleveland Clinic had a study a few years ago, that they stopped early because the benefits of the bariatric surgery at weight loss was so great that it improved diabetes control, it improved a lot of things. Having said that, a lot of these medicines like Ozempic, we don't know the long-term effects. There's some concerns about skeletal muscle and this and that. And I think we have lots of data saying that if people lose weight, you know, dramatically lose weight and then gain it back, you lose the benefit. And so I think that it's really important in whatever way you lose weight, which there's clear benefits to that if you do it, change your lifestyle. But that's the key, I think, is that changing lifestyle and how you're addressing it is the bright long-term solution. Because if you don't change that, you're going to be on the medicine forever. And that's a huge, we don't know what's going to happen there. So I think losing the weight, we see a lot of people with very high body mass index ratings, you know, in their 40s even. And my heart goes out to them because I don't think they appreciate the consequences of that. And it's just, so I think losing weight is really important. And I think I talked to the primary care doctor, and I think it's important to address that and to really make it a priority. So, but you want to do it safely and, you know, really a whole lifestyle approach.
Healthy living.
Healthy living. It's incredible. Over time, I've seen with patients, the things that really affect their outcome the most is that healthy living, heart-healthy lifestyle, the weight loss, and sleep. Sleep has become really recognized. I have sleep apnea. I wear my CPAP every night because I've seen patient after patient that if they don't deal with that, it's really hard to get a good result from the patients dealing with their heart rhythm. And so if patients eat the right way, you know, they do take care of themselves, it pays long-term dividends. It's not easy, but it really does make a difference.
Let me ask the question every patient wants to ask you. Are you a one and done, or are you a sit down and talk to a patient? I guess what I'm really asking, first time you see someone you've never seen before, you're going to have the time to sit down and really go over their history, talk to them about, find out what their concerns are, what your concerns are?
I try to. I found that, you know, if you cover the bases, it really makes a difference. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And so if you don't, you know, we try and go through, and if you don't deal with the sleep, if you don't deal with the weight, if you don't deal with the, you know, the blood pressure, it really has consequences overall from a heart, just from a heart standpoint. So to my staff sometimes, you know, I think to their dismay, not really, they appreciate my being thorough, but it takes time. And so, but I feel like that's the right thing to do for patients. I try to treat them the way I'd want to be treated. And I think in the long term, it really makes a difference for the patients. And I try and cover the bases.
Dr. DeBryn, thanks so much for sharing your time with us this morning, and great to have you in the area. If you want to make an appointment with Dr. Van DeBryn, just call Sabine Medical Center or Byrd Regional. They can set it up, and thanks for sharing your time with us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate the chance to be here.
Hand in hand. take me